This portion of the Spotlight on Medina is brought to you by Castle Noel, America's largest indoor year-round Christmas entertainment attraction, and also Alien Vacation Mini Golf, the only mini golf in freaky 3D. We've got Mark and Dana Claus joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
So Alien Vacation Mini Golf. I'm trying to – does the vacation –
how does that work?
Is it the aliens are on vacation or
Well, the aliens are on vacation, okay. But, you know, when people come to Castle Noel, you know, America's largest Christmas entertainment attraction, they want to know the age-old question, what happens when Santa Claus meets the aliens?
Oh, okay.
So we created this, a year and a half of artwork went into this to create Alien Vacation in freaky 3D where Santa Claus meets the aliens. It's the only place where you can see Cousin Eddie's motorhome invaded by aliens. And you'll follow the aliens on this incredible journey around the world. You end up from Carnival, the actual... Medina County Fair is right there in Alien Vacation, over to a Mayan pyramid and ice caves with thousands of fiber optics. There's an attacking T-Rex in the jungle. You'll end up on the alien planet where you can stop by the landing and have a drink. That's right, a beer or wine. It's date night at Alien Vacation. And you'll go underwater where I've sculpted this giant octopus attacks you. You'll go in an Egyptian pyramid. You'll watch a spaceship take off all right there in Alien Vacation Mini Golf. It is like nothing anybody's ever done, and the only reason it's done to this level is because we bought the buildings.
And you need to fill the space.
No, I mean, nobody would ever spend this much time on it. As an artist, as a sculptor, I'm always interested in doing something more and more and more. So this is a constant effort. Not only is it a five-star rated TripAdvisor Award of Excellence winning attraction, but I've decided to upgrade it again, even though it's amazing now. We're going to make it the world's only playthrough sci-fi movie museum. So, yep, I've acquired an enormous collection of sci-fi alien movie props. Aliens from Men in Black, Star Trek, Land of the Lost, Cocoon, and those are going to be spread out throughout the attraction so that you can actually play mini golf and then go to this amazing movie museum all at the same time.
See, I'm worried that people can't play through. I just play through because I want to, you know, it's enough. Keep moving. How do you get them to keep moving?
You know, people come over and over and over. I mean, we have I love it when that we have these Alien Vacation shirts with they're all original with paint splattered on them, and I see these kids get out of the cars and the parents are like, well, we're back again, and you know, because this kid loves it, and we get a day off if we don't come, and then they start asking again. But the best part is I like to design an attraction that is for every age group. So we had a lady come in. She was in her late 80s. Her boyfriend was 90. They were bringing the great-grandkids. They went through. They said, this was amazing. I had a great time. And the next day, they came back without the kids because they're like, this place was so beautiful. We wanted to come on our own. So that's really the beauty of both Castle Noel and Alien Vacation is I've designed them as this amazing, immersive environment that you get to go through and experience incredible visuals and sounds and still have a great experience.
How in the world does one acquire all of these Hollywood props and Cousin Eddie's RV? How is that possible?
Well, Hollywood auctions, private collections, people that are like us that collect the really big stuff, few and far between. So we all know each other. I've got a great friend in California who collects all the Sylvester Stallone stuff. So if I see something Stallone, I call him. In fact, he's so crazy about Sylvester Stallone, he had his house lifted 15 feet so he could park the semi-truck from the movie over the top in the basement. Yeah, he's become friends with Stallone, so it's really
great... Is that the arm wrestling movie?
Yeah, the arm wrestling movie. He's got it all.
He's got the truck.
Yep, he's got the truck. Oh. Well, he's got that amongst everything else you could imagine in there. So, you know, I've used his help in many occasions. We have the globe from the center of Santa's castle, the Tim Allen Santa Claus 2 and 3. Somebody saw us on cable. We do a lot different television shows we've appeared on, and we get this phone call from this group that's acquired this globe from Santa Claus, and they saw us on TV and would we like to acquire it for the collection? I'm like, absolutely. And they said, the only problem is it has to be out of this building today. And they were in LA and we were here. So I call my friend, right? The Sylvester Stallone guy, Randy. And I go, Randy, would you go and pick this up and put it in your warehouse for me? So, you know, we all kind of work together on this stuff. And my wife never knows when I'm going to leave the house, do we?
No, never.
Or when they knock on the door with the delivery, what's in that box?
What are
some of the more recent things? I'm assuming you're always collecting.
Yeah, because of the new Alien Vacation project with the sci-fi movie props, we've collected a lot of really great stuff. We actually had an unveiling live on Facebook of crates full of stuff. We ended up with amazing movie props from Dante's Peak. Remember that sci-fi volcano movie with Pierce Brosnan? We ended up with cars. I mean, they actually build, for the disaster scenes, miniature cars and vans that are like 4 or 5 feet long in perfect detail. Really incredible that they duplicate them exactly. And old video game toy like Mortal Kombat was a video game. They made a movie of it. And in the opening scene of the movie, you see this massive temple that everybody's standing in front of. Well, it's really only about 7 feet tall, and it's made out of foam, and we have that too. And some other aliens from Star Trek we just picked up. Josh Brolin's Men in Black costume. Jane Curtin's Coneheads costume. Huh?
That's awesome.
Huh? Yeah. That's there too. Yeah. So it's a never-ending process, but that's why people enjoy coming, is because it never stops. I work on it 7 days a week, year-round. We create new and amazing things all the time. Castle Noel has... we have the world's largest privately held collection of Christmas movie props and costumes. Millions of dollars worth of New York City Christmas windows from Saks Fifth Avenue, Lord & Taylor, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, Marshall Fields. We have a blizzard vortex, Santa's chimney squeeze with 100,000 glass ornaments on the ceiling, a laser light show, and dancing chandeliers. And you even get to ride down the slide like Ralphie in The Christmas Story at the end of the entire
thing. Is there a good technique to ride down that slide?
Yeah, hands straight up. Let out a really big yell so your photo, that action shot going down the slide, looks extra good.
What do people wear when they come to Castle Noel? Do any of them kind of...
I'll refer to my fashion expert, Dana.
Dress up for that or want to be really play the part for that?
Actually, we had an awesome family come in, and they went and they had suitcases and a professional photographer, and they did the entire Cousin Eddie scene with the mother and the father and the kids, and they were all dressed up, and it was fantastic. We have people that come in, and they wear the ugly sweater contest, and the whole family comes in, and then we have to take and choose who's got the ugliest sweater. So it's always fun. People, and it's 12 months a year.
My favorite.
People come in all the time.
Speaking of the people that wore the ugly sweaters, my favorite one, this guy comes in. Guy's had more than a couple of beers on the weekend, and he's got this shirt, and it's cut out in the middle in the shape of a Christmas tree, so his whole hairy chest is hanging through. And it says, a partridge in a hair tree. Oh. I thought that was the best one.
Did he at least, color it green?
No.
I hope there were no ornaments hanging from that either.
It was good. Wow. It was good.
You know, I can't continue on with the interview. I think that's pretty much put the capper.
That the visual?
That's the capper on everything. If you want to find out more about Castle Noel or Alien Vacation Mini Golf, how do they go about finding it?
CastleNoel.com, AlienVacationMiniGolf.com. You can, now is the time we're starting to book a lot of the Christmas parties for the companies. You know, we've done big things like Home Depot for hundreds of people, but also small groups like Dentist's Office with all their staff. So this is the best time to book the best dates. So you want to call Castle Noel at 330-721-6635 during the weekends is a great time, or any time in the afternoon around 2 o'clock. We'll be able to get you booked in for a great holiday event party for your group, or of course, look us up on the internet.
Right. When they come in, they can also see some of that detail. You know, you're kind of a big guy, big voice, but you work on some miniature things too. So you have a little smaller side to you.
That's true. My main career as an artist is a sculptor. I spent over 20 years on Home Shopping Network and QVC creating ornaments and figurines and stuff like that. I also have made things for Warner Brothers, like the Moose Mug from Christmas Vacation. You might have seen those around last few years. We brought those to market, as well as a lot of other stuff. In fact, I did a big, giant Ralphie and Flick, and Jay Leno's. I got a great picture. Jay Leno has one. That friend of mine, Randy, is also friends with Jay Leno, and he loved having one of those Flicks for his garage.